So now we come to the first of our practical guides to using plants, and we're calling this applying the power of plants for immunity. And each of these posts, when they come up in future issues, have some opening important safety information, which we really encourage you to read about using herbs yourself. We really do ask you to look at this before you do that. We also note that each of the herbs in our posts are linked directly through to our partner website, Herbal Reality, which in each case will open up a big story on each of the herbs and what it's used for. Really recommend following through those links to find out and help you make your choices. And there's also a little plug for if you want my help in choosing these herbs, there are ways through our personal support program, which we call Plant Guidance, for you to get back in touch with us to send us the results of the quizzes that we'll come on to later to help us to work out what is best for you. So in this case, we're going to start by looking, reviewing what we've just learnt in these previous posts about immunity and looking at ways that can help us to handle problems with immunity. And for that, there's a diagram here which I would recommend you have a look at. It's got a lot of information in one brief picture. What it suggests is that our immune defences are arrayed in tiers, with a bit like, as I say, the defences in a castle, and you prefer to keep the intruders and the problems as far away from the core, the arsenal in the centre, the castle itself, in the outer tiers of defences. And we call the outer ones here barrier immunity. And these are obviously things like the skin, but we also include airway defences, we include saliva, we include the digestive juices, and as we'll see later, the microbiome. And at this level, our threats are kept at bay without usually any signs at all. They're just doing their job, they're always full on. And if they're working well, we don't even know there's a threat because they've dealt with it at a distance. So at this level, we're saying things are very healthy. The next level in is innate immunity, which was the subject of our earlier post. And this takes a little longer to fire up, we say up to 4 hours really, for these phagocytes, as we remember them, the granulocytes, the neutrophils, the macrophages, so on, and the natural killer cells. These take a little time to fire up, but again, this is healthy. This is part of what they do. Mostly they'll do this without too much trouble. Sometimes if they get overwhelmed, you get swelling of the lymphatics, you can get pain relief released in the area concerned, signs that they're doing their job. But so far, all healthy and under control. The next stage of our defences is the, and refer back to the post, of inflammation and fever. And this takes a little longer, so between the 4 hours and up to maybe up to 4 days, we get those more powerful defences rolling in, inflammation on the one hand, fever on the other. And if we manage them properly, if we understand what they're telling us, get rid of the problems as quickly as we can, we may be able to keep them healthy without them leading on to further trouble. And as I say in the diagram, this should be healthy, and often, of course, it isn't, and we have to rely on anti-inflammatories and other interventions to help. But at least at this stage, it's all fairly honest defences. And in this scheme, and you can see there's a reason for all this, I'm putting the adaptive or acquired or specific immunity, the B cells and T cells, right at the core. And they take a much longer to fire up, days up to weeks if it's a new infection or a new threat. And they are, the most effective in terms of their sophistication, these B cells and T cells, but also the most likely to cause trouble because of their complexity. And so many problems of immunity is caused at that level. So the strategy, as we're presenting it here, is to keep our threats as far away from the core as possible, not to involve the adaptive immune system at all, and to, or as far as possible, not to involve them, and to keep it at these healthy, honest defences as we can. So that's the strategy. Then we can look at how we do that, and we go through a list of options, approaches here. So we start by improving the surface defences and maintaining gut wall integrity. And these come back to plants that have been used since prehistory for wound repair. There's a lot of plants that have healing properties, and we can apply these now very safely to all sorts of surfaces, mucosal surfaces, the mouth, the throat, down the digestive tract, and we include things like myrrh, boswellia and calendula for that. There are herbs that are astringent with a lot of tannins in them, such as witch hazel leaf or bark, and meadow sweet. We have echinacea, which a lot of people talk about as an immune defense, but primarily in my practice, and others will confirm this, it works directly on the throat. Elderberry is another one that is available at that level. And then more systemically, we can support our immune defences with some of the mushrooms like reishi, maitake and shiitake mushrooms, because these work particularly on the gut surface. Lower down the gut, the defences can be provided by things like aloe vera, gum arabic, slippery elm. These help to maintain the health of the gut wall. Gotu kola, licorice and meadowsweet are used for that. There are resins like boswellia or frankincense lower down the gut. And one of our favourite remedies throughout these stories is turmeric, which seems to have all sorts of properties to help maintain the gut wall as a barrier defence. Then we can support digestive performance. As we've seen in previous posts, digestion is so critical to our defending ourselves, and we have lots of remedies to optimize those defenses. So we have the bitter digestives like wormwood, barberry, andrographis and gentian root, and we also have the warming aromatic digestives like ginger, cinnamon, cardamom and other spices. We'll talk about these more when we talk about food allergies and other threats that come from that source, but time and again, we'll be switching on the digestion in all sorts of immune problems, so keep that in mind. Then we can look at, finally, at the microbiome health, and here we're relying on things like probiotics, which are live organisms that you get in yogurt and fermented foods generally, like kimchi and kombucha and sauerkraut and so on, which add hopefully good bacteria to the microbiome. We'll talk about the microbiome a lot in future posts. Then we have prebiotics, which are plants, and mostly plants that are in food form, that seem to support healthy bacteria and include a lot of root vegetables and so on. And then there's increasing interest or excitement in some of the roles, some of the spices in as prebiotics, or even as we now call them, postbiotics. We'll come on to those later. And turmeric, again, is an amazing prospect there, with some of the other spices likely to have similar effects. I introduce you also to an amazing remedy from Asia, from India mainly, but used widely across Asia. Perhaps one of the most widely used medicines in the world is called triphala. Not well known in this part of the world, but has got amazing reputation for helping to protect plant, help to protect the digestive system. So we finish with a diagram which throws all these together in their role in protecting our immune system at a distance, as we said earlier. Each of these how-to posts has a link to a downloadable booklet that you can use as a guide to using herbs in self-care. And it gives you some useful information about dosing, about making them safely, and some of the backstory of herbs. And there are also links in this post and others like it to professional organizations where you may feel already that you need some expert herbal advice. And in many countries, obviously in the UK particularly, but others, you will find that there are professional associations of people who know about this stuff, who know about using plants therapeutically. And you can, if you can't get down here to Exeter, there are many other places where you can get support. So there's links there that you can follow up